So today on the program, we'll be speaking about the proposed 50-year lease extension for Quarry Hills Associates to operate the Granite Links Golf Club here in Quincy with members of the Quarry Hills Citizens Advocates. Maria Mulligan and Jocelyn Sedney are here. Ladies, welcome. Thanks for coming on to the program.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, Jocelyn, nice to see you again.
Yes, uh-huh.
And Maria, nice to meet you for the first time as well.
First time here. So.
Yeah, I thought a good place to start before we get into the lease issue is what is Quarry Hills Citizens Advocates?
And sure.
Maria, you're the chair, is that right?
Yes, I'm the chair. So we're just a group of geeks, what I like to say.
Sure.
We have a bunch of lawyers, we have architects, planners, we have a naturalist also on our team. And we just like to get into the weeds of these proposals that are coming down from the mayor to the council to try to get to the facts, right? We want to be able to help the council evaluate this, you know, very technical stuff that comes down from above, and so that they'll make better decisions for us. And that's the goal. It's really simple, you know, better decisions based on facts, so that to help the citizens.
Yeah. Now, was this group formed after the first 99-year lease proposal?
Yes.
It was. Okay.
So it's just a funny story. When that came out, some people were saying, "Oh, what about that trail that we never got?" Mm-hmm. And then emails started to explode, and then we're like, maybe we should go to this hearing and see what's going on. And it just went like organic. People just started talking, and I mean, I just met all these people through that,
right.
And we just started talking like, what's going on here? And we dug, and we found out, you know, a lot of other issues that surrounded it.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. We went to a couple of public hearings, and we just kept finding more and more and more. And then the lease came out, and that's where Jocelyn comes in.
Right. And Jocelyn, as I mentioned, we've met. You've been here before.
Yes.
We looked it up in April of 2023, actually.
Right.
You speak about that first issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's really what drew you to this issue and then to the advocates, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at some point, it just became important for us all to get together, have a group name, and have a mechanism whereby we could send information out to people who are interested.
Sure.
And and that's, I think, been very, very helpful to most people.
Yeah. How many of you are there, even just roughly, and just trying to get a sense for...
Well, our core group is about 10-ish, but we have like a 200 to 300 email group that we send out emails to.
Okay.
And just keep people informed.
Yeah.
Not everybody has time to do what we're doing, and we don't even have time to do what we're doing, but, you know, we like doing this. It's kind of fun in a weird way, but they appreciate it. They appreciate it. You know, I get emails back like, thank you for keeping me in the loop.
Right.
You know, thank you. And then, you know, when there's a hearing, we invite everybody, and, people come just based on, these little emails we sent out.
Sure.
So that first...
Lease extension proposal was taken off the table.
Right.
Now we're into this new proposed 50-year lease extension that's before the City Council now.
Yeah.
Why is Quarry Hills Citizens Advocate speaking against this extension?
Sure. Well, let's just go back. All right, so this started 3 weeks ago. The mayor from above gave this, this order that came down from...
These are public documents.
Public document. And it's a much more comprehensive order than the last one.
Mm.
So we started to read it. And, we found out that, it's not just 50 years. It's 50 years plus 32. So it's 82 years.
Right. The current lease still has 32 years.
Still has
32
years on it.
Okay.
So that's one thing that, a red flag in our head that, again, we think that's way too long, but we can get into that. The other thing in here, it talks about selling 12 acres of open space. And that really, I'm an open space advocate. That's why I'm in all of these groups, because I believe very firmly we should be open spaces are set aside, it's for us, and we should be protecting it. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh boy, what's going on here, So then I started looking into the open space issue a little bit more, and We didn't get a chance in the last public hearing to talk about it much because, I mean, we were just spewing out so many facts, you know. And Maureen Marasmus, who's been a great historical reference on this issue, she spoke a little bit about it, but I think it needs to be brought up to a little bit more of exposure because, you know, in Massachusetts we have a new law. It's called the Public Lands Protection Act. Mm. It was put into place in 2022. Our delegation, Keenan Romero, Ramondi?
Ayers.
They pushed this through. It was, you know, very enthusiastic. And basically what it says is that, you know, if the city wants to dispose of open space, mm-hmm. they need to replace it. You know, they can't just, you know, give it to somebody or sell it to somebody and not replace it.
Okay.
So there's this law, and it says it's called the No Net Loss of Open Space.
Okay.
So that's a problem here. You know, I mean, they're talking about, you know, selling 12 acres of our open space. Well, how are they going to replace it? They need to have a plan for replacing it, and exactly what does that mean? So the city hasn't really come forth with a plan. It's, you know, where are we going to get 12 acres in Quincy?
As I recall, the current MBTA bus garage location on Hancock Street was rezoned to open space.
That's only 4 acres, though.
Okay.
So, and there are restrictions in the law. I mean, I'm not an expert on this law.
Sure.
But it does say it has to be, you know, of a similar value.
I see.
Also. So 12 acres of open space up at the golf course mm-hmm. has a tremendous value, mm-hmm. you know. So it's not just about size or anything. It's about value, too. So anyway, there hasn't been any presentation or anything to the council about what does that mean exactly, because, you know, as an open space advocate, I don't want to lose any open space at all, you know. That doesn't mean they can't do what they might want to do up there. It's just we need to bring that issue to light and figure out how are we going to comply with state law,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's a big issue, and that's actually written into the lease. She can tell you more about that. So to me, until, you know, this whole land dispensing of land open space issue gets resolved, they shouldn't be voting on this at all because it's written into the lease.
They have not voted, just to be clear.
They haven't voted, but, you know, they're rushing this through, and, you know, we tried very hard in the last hearing to say, stop, slow down. There's no reason why we have to rush this, and this complicates it quite a bit.
The open space issue
really, really complicates it. The other issue I just wanted to mention really quickly, in the hearing I talked a little bit about what does a home rule petition mean? Because, you know, the general public doesn't really understand that. I didn't until I looked it up and read stuff online.
Sure, yeah.
And what it means, it's like a permission slip.
Correct, yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah. From the state.
Like, you know, there are some state laws and we want to do something a little different here that's a little better for the common good. Do I have permission to, you know, waive these certain laws? Really simply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the home rule petitions are common for certain things. But what they're asking here is, you know, I'm just reading this, Chapter 40 and Chapter 30B. If you go online, each one of those chapters has, like, you know, 70 sections in each.
I see.
Right? And it doesn't really tell you here which section we're asking a waiver for. Is it the whole chapter, or is it just a section? We want to know more.
Okay.
And why? Why are we asking for waivers? You know, that has never really been presented to the council. You know, I think the city should make a presentation to the council and explain to them exactly why we're waiving these, and they might have a good reason.
Well, as I understand it, it's because Quarry Hills wants to build a 110-room hotel on that 12 acres.
But it's more about one of these laws has to do with if you want to give a lease of more than 30 years, you need to do a home rule petition mm-hmm. because that's a limit there.
Okay.
Another one is about competitive bidding. You know, saying, no, we want to give all of this to QHA, and we don't want to competitively bid any of this.
Okay.
But the reasons behind that is what I'm looking for. Like, why? You know, competitive bidding is something that protects us,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the state law. There's a reason why it's there, you know. And I'm sure Quincy has a good reason for doing it, but they need to explain why to the council before they vote on it.
Okay.
And so, anyway, that's...
Well, as you've heard, the explanation from the administration is for the reasons that it will mm-hmm. generate more hotel motel tax, more property tax, and
yeah.
then, of course, the
right.
sale of the land itself,
right.
the funds from that. So those were the reasons yeah. that were stated anyway.
Yeah, so just going back to council, that was never said in council, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when they first had their meeting on November 18th, the developer had a little presentation,
mm-hmm.
right? But the city didn't come and explain these other things, you know? So, you know, I'm very, like... There's a process, follow
yeah.
the process.
Okay. All right.
You know, I feel like
okay.
the city should come back and explain exactly which parts of these
yeah.
are we waiving.
It was discussed yeah. at the community meeting at Grand Lynx.
Right, but not all the councilors were there.
True.
So,
yeah.
you know, it's kind of like a process.
I see what you're
for
saying.
Me.
Yeah.
I think they should come right out and say why.
In a public forum.
In a public forum. Yeah. That's, and be clear, and, you know, and if, you know, and update this for the exact sections
okay.
they're talking about instead of whole chapters being erased.
Yeah. Okay. So transparency
is very,
very
important.
Yeah.
yeah
okay.
Right, exactly.
Jocelyn, you're a retired attorney.
Right.
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 So
exactly.
have you looked at the current proposed lease extension?
I have.
Okay.
And, mm-hmm. you know, as you said, I was here in April of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And with Tom Montminy, mm-hmm. and we were both looking at that 99-year lease. The 99-year lease that was withdrawn mm-hmm. is very, very similar, if not identical in many sections, to mm-hmm. to the extension now that they're proposing. So when Quarry Hill says they want a 50-year extension, they do. But they want the 50-year extension plus a completely renegotiated lease.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brand new lease
okay.
that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new lease that then gives them additional time into the 21st century. I think that that there are many problems that existed in the 99-year lease that we tried to address a year and a half ago. We went to see the mayor, we went to see all of the councilors, we talked to all of the councilors. One of my big issues when I was here before with you was that we were going to get less money in terms of rent for the leasehold interest. And I'm not talking about a hotel or anything else. I'm talking about the 27-hole golf course, the tavern, the nines, all those different things. We were going to get less under the terms of the 99-year lease in terms of rent for over 100 years. Now it's 82 years, but even so. And why would we do that? Why would the mayor want us to agree to take less money but give a longer term? And I said that, we met with the mayor, a group of mm-hmm. us, I think we did mm-hmm. that after we appeared in front of you, and made a presentation to himself and Chris Walker, and at the end of the presentation he said, well, I never meant to take less. Mm-hmm. And so we left that meeting, mm-hmm. and we assumed that then there would be changes mm-hmm. to a lease after that. Mm-hmm. Well, when we got this new lease, mm-hmm. exact same language.
Mm-hmm.
So we were still going to get less. And now I've continued to say that and to try to get that information out. And finally, at the end of the last hearing, I don't know if people understood at the last ordinance committee meeting, Chris Walker agreed that the language in I understood him to be saying that the language in terms of the compensation to the city would go back to the current language in the current lease.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we won't be getting less.
Okay.
But now I say, okay, so now we're going to be getting the same. So we are agreeing to rent this 27-hole golf course, the tavern, mm-hmm. the nines, all of that for the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. Until 2106.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were a landlord and you were my tenant would love it if I would give them a rent that would be the same into 2106.
Right.
It's like rent control.
In speaking with the mayor and Representative Walker, mm-hmm. I was told it was a percentage of the revenue that Granite Lakes generates.
Right.
So if their revenue increases, would not the income to the city
and
also increase?
And that's been true for us since the beginning of this lease, too.
Right.
And we have gotten more.
Okay.
But we are only going to get the same, we are only get more at the same rate for the until 2106. This is a renegotiated lease. Mm. We're not getting more in terms of the hotel. The hotel is off to the side. So, you know, maybe we'll get another $50,000 next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get another $100,000 the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $75,000, depending upon the deductions that are taken from the rent to
mm-hmm.
come up with the 10%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, we're giving them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we staying exactly where we are?
Mm-hmm. But again, if their business is successful
right.
And continues to generate more revenue,
right.
does not that increase the
that's exactly
that
the deal
city.
We have right now.
Okay.
And
that's what the mayor is saying, right?
But
that it's an
we're
extension of the current
them,
lease.
And we're getting, no,
no.
It's a whole new lease. It's not an extension of the new lease. We're giving them the potential to buy property. We're
right.
giving them, actually, in the terms of the new lease,
yeah.
we're also giving them the right to build other buildings on the property that
oh,
they think are necessary.
The tent replacement
or whatever.
Project, yeah.
It's very broad,
yeah.
at the language
okay.
in here. So we're giving them so much more. Why are we staying with the same formula? And I would say, and I've looked at
That's
different
my
leases.
My next question was, what would you propose,
okay.
Jocelyn?
So I've looked at different leases,
yeah.
and commercial leases, golf leases. Mind you, this is not my business,
okay.
but I've done some research.
Yeah.
And one in particular that I looked at that I thought sounded very interesting that actually had been negotiated back in 1995 was to have a quarterly rent, a set amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, for instance, here, we're getting now almost $1 million a year,
okay.
almost. And but it goes up and down every quarter.
Yes.
We never really know.
Yeah.
So how about $250,000 every quarter?
Mm-hmm.
That
will give us $1 million.
Oh, so you're saying put actual
saying
numbers
just,
attached
yeah, just
to
put,
it.
And okay. that way it's easier for the city. The city knows what they're going to get.
Yep.
They can count on this rent.
I see.
And then after 5 years, go up to $275,000
oh, I see.
Every
okay. so
quarter.
Have a fee schedule drawn
and
out.
Then, and then at actually the lease I looked at for the golf course at some point got to $300,000
mm.
every quarter plus 1% of the gross revenue
mm-hmm.
over $3 million.
Mm.
So you still got another bump up,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. I mean, the value of money is changing over time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge advantage for Quarry Hills to have, and that gives the city some certainty
mm-hmm.
in terms of rental payment,
yes.
and then perhaps a bump up
okay.
as time goes on.
Hmm.
But this is a whole concept that hasn't been discussed yet, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I've been battling so hard just not to get less. And finally, it looks like, okay, maybe we're not going to get less because they are going to change the wording back to the way it was.
I see.
I mean, everybody agreed that what I was saying was true.
Yeah.
If you actually read the words of the lease,
you said that at
we
the meeting.
Were going
yeah.
to get less.
Yeah.
So now the words are going to get changed back.
Okay,
but I'm
so
saying,
a success for Quarry Hill Citizens
you know
Advocates,
what?
This then,
is,
right?
There's
okay.
so
okay.
many, because mm-hmm. agreeing to work on the mm-hmm. playing fields, even giving them better dugouts,
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
they manage to help out on the soccer fields, which are really, really in need
I
of
I heard
of
Steve
repair,
Proteus talk about those,
right.
yeah.
If they can get that, and I'm still holding out for some more work on the trail, because
okay.
I think that Quarry Hills, this can be a win-win for everybody
sure.
on the trail issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if they're going to put up a hotel, and I think clearly a hotel is going to go somewhere on that property at some point
mm-hmm.
in time, if you can say to your guests who may not all want to
mm-hmm.
play golf,
mm-hmm.
listen, we have the Blue Hills right there. We
yeah.
can
yeah.
look at the Blue Hills.
Yeah.
And instead of having to get in your car
mm-hmm.
and drive to an attractive location, right now I think Quarry Hills would say, well, we can send the guests along this trail that is eventually going to connect to the Blue Hills.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They put up signs for that.
I saw pictures of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would not send your hotel guests on that
yeah.
trail.
Oh, really?
I did that.
It's
did
very
that.
Out
yeah.
of the
is
way.
It?
They put
it
up nice signs.
It goes in the opposite direction, actually.
They put up nice signs,
yeah.
but
yeah.
it's not a nice, pleasant hike.
Okay.
I would not say to my guests, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Quarry Hills could come up, and they could work with the Friends of Blue Hills. They
mm-hmm.
could come up with a way to have a trail that would skirt around the edge of the, at least one edge of that golf course, and connect into Blue Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Hills, Friends of Blue Hills could put a new trail that would match that
mm.
and then hook into their system, the trails. And then in the wintertime, people could snowshoe.
Yeah.
If we got snow, they could cross-country ski. If they wanted to cross-country ski, they could hike.
Yeah. Has Quarry Hill Citizens Advocates met one-on-one with Quarry Hills Associates, you know, without the city being involved?
I did. Tom Montminy and I did meet with Tom O'Connell last, I think if we were here in April, I think it was in May of 2023.
So that was the last time?
That was the last time about the 99-year lease.
Right.
And we had a very nice, cordial meeting and discussion. And the message really from Mr. O'Connell was, this is the lease we want and nothing else.
Okay.
And so Tom and I both said, well,
we disagree.
We agree to disagree here on what's up here. And that actually would have been my wish, that originally when this all happened, number one, the mayor's office would have said to Quarry Hills, great, you want an extension, you would like some changes, we'd like some changes too, bring it to us, I'll put together a group of people, we'll have, you know, commercial real estate attorney, we'll have people from maybe Friends of Blue Hills, whatever, but we'll have a committee because we're talking about an agreement that's going into the next century. And then work out the details and then bring that to the council.
Okay. Yeah.
That would have been ideal. But even that didn't work. But when we were all trying to work this out, Tom Montminy, myself, Maria, Steve Purdios, the Friends of Blue Hills, if we could have sat down at that point and had a conversation and worked all this out. But that's water over the dam. It's water over the dam. It doesn't matter. It would be great still to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It would be great.
There have been, looks like, some tweaks.
Yeah.
Councilor Ash brought up the other night adding maybe punitive damages if Quarry Hills fails to live up to the terms of the lease.
I like to call them penalties, not punitive
damages. He used a legal
term. Don't be quite so severe.
Not quite so legal. the accountant from Malcolm Advisors suggested an in-depth audit.
Yes, which would be a very good idea.
Okay. So it sounds like it's not a done deal right now.
Well, we hope not. I wanted to get back into, because you know I'm an architect, you know Jocelyn's thing is all this lease stuff and that's over my head.
Please read the words.
Well, open space matters so much to me, but just want to kind of give you an idea of how important it is. When you go up to Quarry Hills, the thing that just smacks you in the face is the view, the 360 degree view you have.
Yes. Yeah.
And you go up there and you know the city is down here and you see the ocean and it's incredible, you know. And that's the thing that really sells everybody. Since you know in their slideshow they showed some a refresh of the tavern and you know the tent building, which are those are great.
Yep.
I think those are really good improvements.
Okay.
Would love to work with them to try to get some porches that are public and you know maybe a boardwalk you know to walk around you know the top you know around that parking lot so that people can come and sit in different vantage points and look at the view and maybe there's a story at each vantage point you know that says hey you know you're looking at the you know the harbor and you know you have a little you know glass or something that's that invites, you know, the public up there, because right now, and we've said this a million times, it really feels so private, but it's on public land. You know, we want a little bit more of those spaces, and we can work that into their plan to, you know, for the tavern and that building. Easy. That's an easy thing
to
do.
It's increasing public access.
Yeah.
One of the other leases
exactly.
that I looked at talked about opening the grounds for cross-country skiing or sledding in the wintertime.
Exactly.
Some golf courses have that. And you don't want that to happen if it's going to interfere with the greens and the way this property is maintained.
Right.
But is there a way to allow or encourage more public access for the property?
For free. And you know, and you can go over to the Blue Hills and we can work all that into like a little mini master plan up there.
Okay.
We could do that now.
So it sounds like, I mean, it sounds like you want to take the business interest into account.
Oh, of course.
You know,
of
it's
absolutely.
It's
yeah,
it is a business, but also to incorporate public access, more public access, I guess, than there is right now.
Yeah, and one other thing, and this is something that the group's been kind of struggling with, you know, you've got this really beautifully maintained golf course, mm-hmm. but then you go over to the fields, and they are really run down. I mean, they don't maintain those to the same quality as they do, and this discrepancy is
troublesome. Well, here's where those penalties that we talked about could come in.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a real issue.
Yeah.
So I've spent many, many summers up there with my son. Those fields are great, but the whole facility up there, it needs a capital investment. The parking lots are a complete mess. They need to be completely redone.
Mm-hmm.
The driveways up and back, completely redone. There needs to be pedestrian paths. And especially, they need to be brought up to accessibility standards.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. And now's the time to do it. We're 30 years in. You know, it's a great facility, but it needs an investment. And whoever does that, I don't know. You know, that's not something, I don't know if the developer does, but it's state and city land. Maybe that's something, you know, that could be talked about. So. You know, all of this stuff that we talk about is so fixable, you know? And, you know, we were at the public hearing, you know, and I keep like, us and them. That's so, like, not what we're about, you know? We know all these things are fixable, but if we could just get to a table together and talk about them instead of, you know, I don't like public hearings because they're too one-way, right? We need dialogue.
And all of this is a win-win.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
It makes it all better. And it's all sort of, it's been incorporated in the present lease anyway.
All these things should be
happening. So we're not asking anybody to do more than they have been responsible for
That's
doing.
Right.
But, I mean, it can be a win-win for everybody,
including
the hotel guests.
Well, part of the proposed extension is a revamp or a revival of the Citizens Advisory Committee.
Right. That is so important.
Right.
Which is important, too, And so it didn't exist for a while.
Mm.
And then under the new lease that came out, again, reading the new lease, reading the words, the proposed composition of that included one citizen.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, because we attended the community meeting, because we made our presentation, those things are going to be changed.
Another success for the
advocates. Well, it is. It's a success. But do you know, Joe, how much time and effort and energy all of this has taken out of us over the last year?
Yeah, but you two are undaunted, I can tell.
I know. But, you know, I'm more than happy to sit down and talk to the mayor, to Chris Walker, to a counselor, to anybody from Quarry Hill, to any citizen.
Yeah.
I am more than happy to sit down and I'm more than happy to have someone tell me, you're way off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're just way off the mark and tell me why.
Yeah.
So what's, Maria, what's next for the advocates?
Well, so we made our presentation at the hearing. There's more information that we just gave you that we didn't even talk about. So we're going to continue writing letters and stuff. I really want there to be a working group with counselors, with people from the administration to go over each and every one of these things, right? I mean, and come up with a plan, a physical plan and a plan for dealing with the lease.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're afraid that they're going to push this through next Monday. Really afraid, like they're going to have an ordinance meeting.
Well, it's still in committee.
I know, but they could have an ordinance meeting and then their city council meeting right after and shove it all through because this is the last meeting of the year.
I see.
We're really scared that they're going to do that because there's just so much more to work out, you know? So the next thing we really want is a working group. Like, why not? You know, we've been saying that since the beginning, even the 99 year. One of the first things I said is, let's have a steering committee and start figuring it out.
Right.
It's a puzzle. It's a complex urban design puzzle that needs stakeholders at the table, and it needs to be free-flowing, and it needs lots of dialogue, and it needs a lot of back and forth, change this, change that, let's look at this, meeting minutes, open meeting. You know, it needs that because of how complicated it is. So that's my next really thing, trying to push that.
Okay.
You know,
right.
And I, you know, I hope they listen. I hope they listen to this conversation,
right,
because we can't have this conversation in council. You know, public hearings don't allow it. It's weird, you know. And trying to meet one-on-one with counselors these days has been very, very difficult.
Hmm.
Very. We try, but we've gotten two so far. Mm-hmm. We need more.
Okay.
So that's why a working group would be so way more better than, you know,
okay,
however
right,
that works.
Jocelyn,
I hope you agree.
Anything else you wanted to add?
Right, Jocelyn?
No, I just keep reading the words.
Yeah, right.
Please, read the words, pay attention to the words,
yeah,
and I'm an advocate for the taxpayers of Quincy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I want a better financial deal. I think if Quarry Hills wants something, mm-hmm, that's a big, big ask, mm-hmm, I think we as the taxpayers deserve to get something in return. Maybe not as big, but do we deserve to get more than we have been getting,
yeah,
all along under the other lease? Yes, we do.
Okay.
And we need it.
Would either one of you consider running for elective office in Quincy in the future? Maria's shaking her head already.
No,
I mean, you can't help me for
right,
asking.
So shameless plug, yeah, my son is a Division I baseball player, so I'm following him around.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And I do this on the side, and
there
I work. So.
Jocelyn?
You, you know, I really have been asked that question many
I'm sure,
times,
yeah,
many times, and various things have come up, yeah, for me over, yeah, time that have prevented that.
Okay.
But I think we do need, we need some new blood, and we need some people who are really gonna be willing to dig in.
Okay,
yeah.
You are on Facebook, that's the best way actually,
yep,
right,
yep,
to learn,
yep,
about the Quarry Hill,
yep,
Citizens,
yep,
Advocates, but there is an email address, qhcitizenadvocates@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay,
yep, yep.
Great,
it's
thank you both.
Party.
Thank you so much,
thank
Joe,
you.
Really,
thanks,
really appreciate
good,
it.
Yeah, this is
good,
great,
my pleasure.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
And thanks for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, we'll see you next time.